Now we go to the education part of our program and an interview I did earlier this week with Alan Cunningham. He is the superintendent of the Dodge City Schools, was in the courtroom when the school education funding issue came before the Kansas Supreme Court over whether the legislature needs to kick in $440 million additional monies to adequately fund schools.
I was surprised by how much the justices were involved in the questioning themselves. They ask a tremendous number of very complex legal questions, as well as some philosophical kinds of questions that were a little more surprising than what I thought I would hear in court.
What do you expect to hear?
I think I'm expected to hear a lot more legal jargon and a lot more legal proceedings that the average layperson might not understand. And what I saw was a group of justices who had obviously done their homework and read literally the thousands of pages of briefs that had been filed by both sides on this matter. And I was impressed with the level of knowledge that they brought to the hearing.
We're talking with Dodge City Superintendent Alan Cunningham, and I'm Tim Bulware. And Superintendent, take us back a little bit into why your school district felt the need to be a part of this lawsuit, which involves four school districts.
Well, actually, the lawsuit involves many more school districts than just the four. There are plaintiffs that have been identified from four school districts. But as I said, the Schools for Fair Funding organization represents over a third of all the students in Kansas public schools. And it's our belief that we know how to educate students, and that our students in our classrooms are able to learn to high levels if they're provided with three things. One of those is a qualified, competent teacher in the classroom. The other thing is resources that they need to be successful. And the third thing is time. And each of those things costs money. And in the last 4 or 5 years, Kansas Public Schools have seen a reduction in their funding at the state level, while at the same time the state has passed hundreds of millions of dollars worth of tax cuts on to citizens and groups in the state.
And I know that Governor Brownback has a philosophy that tax cuts eventually work their way back into the treasury from higher revenues. Is this one of those situations where did you give it enough time?
Well, I hope he's right. I really hope he's right. None of us like to pay taxes, but also none of us like to have services that we deem to be important cut or diminished for our children or the elderly or those who are in need. So I think, you know, my approach would probably have been a little bit more balanced in the sense that I would have done some of the tax cuts, maybe not in quite as drastic and a measure as he undertook them, but he's the governor and I'm not, and so I won't second guess him except to say I hope he's right. But in the meantime, the Kansas public school children have seen a reduction of approximately $600 or $700 per student in funding, down from $4,400 a student down to $3,800 a student. And that's at the same time that our students are increasing in numbers. Statewide, enrollment's up. The numbers of students we serve in Kansas schools from poor families or from families whose first language isn't English or from families with children with special needs, those numbers are going up even faster than the general population. And we know how to educate those kids. We just need the resources, the time, and highly qualified, highly trained teachers to be able to be successful at doing it.
We're talking with Superintendent Alan Cunningham of Dodge City Schools, and I'm Tim Bulware. And Superintendent, what programs have you cut as a reaction to the cuts that you've seen from the state legislature?
Well, Dodge City's been very lucky. On one hand, we are one of the few very fastly growing districts in the state of Kansas. We've averaged an increase of over 100 students a year additional each year for the last at least a dozen or more years. And as a result, we've not had to do many of the cuts that other school districts in the state have had to do. We've just balanced our losses with our increased enrollment. So we haven't been able to add additional programs. We actually have larger class sizes now than what we would like to have. That's the number of pupils in each teacher's classroom, because we haven't had the funds to hire additional teachers. With the cuts, we've used our enrollment increase money just to maintain many of the programs and services that we had in place rather than address the needs of our growing population. We have cut a lot of things like after-school programming for students, which, again, provides one of those three important aspects of things we need to make kids successful in school, and that is time. Many of our kids just need that extra time to catch up on the things they might be behind on. And as a result of the cuts, we have not been able to extend learning beyond just the school day like we used to.
If other programs are being cut throughout the state and they say, well, the school district was successful in getting extra monies, why shouldn't we go sue the state? What would be your reaction to someone who would pose that?
I think it depends on what the service is. The Kansas Constitution requires that we have a system of public schools in the state. And we're not asking the legislature or the governor's office or anyone else to do any more than what the Kansas Constitution requires. And I think if other entities or agencies are in the same shape, they have every right to ask the same. My biggest issue is at the same time we're cutting resources to public schools, we're also cutting the tax base across the state of Kansas by the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think, in my opinion, and this is solely my opinion, those services could have been maintained without many of the tax cuts that were passed on.
Do you feel pretty good about your chances?
I do. I'm an educator because I love kids and I want to see the best things happen for kids. So I may be looking at this through rose-colored glasses, but I think the future of our state rests in the education we provide to our students. And I think the court realizes that. I think in everyone's heart they realize that. The question just comes down to how we're going to pay for it. And that's why we have legislators and governors and courts to help balance the needs of the state against the resources that are available. And I would hope that they would keep the needs of Kansas kids first.
Next week, we'll get the reaction of Garden City USD 457 Superintendent Dr. Rick Atha on the school funding issue.